If you haven't already noticed, all my books are about a lonely person looking for some way to connect with other people. In a way, that is the opposite of the American dream, to get so rich that you can rise above the rabble, all those people on the freeway or worse on the bus. No, the dream is a big house, off alone somewhere, a penthouse like Howard Hughes, or a mountaintop castle like William Randolph Hearst. Some lovely, isolated nest where you can invite only the rabble you like, an environment you can control, free from conflict and pain, where you rule. Whether it's a ranch in Montana, or a basement apartment with 10,000 DVDs and high-speed internet access, it never fails. We get there, and we're alone, and we're lonely. After we're miserable enough, like the narrator in his Fight Club condo, or the narrator isolated by her own beautiful face in Invisible Monsters, we destroy our lovely nest and force ourselves back into the larger world. In so many ways, that's also how you write a novel. You plan and research. You spend time alone building this lovely world where you control everything. You let the telephone ring. The emails pile up. You stay in your story world until you destroy it. Then you come back to be with other people. If your story world sells well enough, you get to go on book tour, do interviews, really be with people, a lot of people. People until you're sick of people, until you crave the idea of escaping, getting away to another lovely story world. And so it goes, alone, together. Chances are, if you're reading this, you know this cycle. Reading a book is not a group activity, not like going to a movie or a concert. This is the lonely end of the spectrum. Every story in this book is about being with other people, me being with people, or people being together. For the castle builders, it's about flying a stone flag so grand it attracts people with the same dream. For the combine demolition folks, it's about finding a way to get together, a social structure with rules and goals and roles for people to fill while they rebuild their community by crashing farm equipment. For Marilyn Manson, it's about a kid from the Midwest who can't swim, suddenly moved to Florida, where social life is lived in the ocean. Here, that kid is still trying to connect with people. These are all nonfiction stories and essays I wrote between novels. In my own cycle, it goes fact, fiction, fact, fiction. The one drawback to writing is the being alone, the writing part, the lonely garret part. In people's imagination, that's the difference between a writer and a journalist. The journalist, the newspaper reporter, is always rushing, hunting, meeting people, digging up facts, cooking a story. The journalist writes surrounded by people and always on deadline, crowded and hurried, exciting and fun. The journalist writes to connect you to the larger world, a conduit. But a writer is different. Anybody who writes fiction is, people imagine, alone, maybe because fiction seems to connect you to only the voice of one other person, maybe because reading is something we do alone. It's a pastime that seems to split us away from others. The journalist researches a story, the novelist imagines it. What's funny is, you'd be amazed at the amount of time a novelist has to spend with people in order to create this single lonely voice, this seemingly isolated world. It's hard to call any of my novels fiction. Most of the reason I write is because once a week it brought me together with other people. This was in a workshop taught by a published writer, Tom Spanbauer, around his kitchen table on Thursday nights. At the time, most of my friends were based on proximity, neighbors or coworkers, those people you only know because, well, you're stuck sitting next to them every day. The funniest person I know, Ina Gebert, calls coworkers your, quote, air family. The problem with proximity friends is they move away, they quit, or get fired.